Before we dive into the episode, I just wanted to tell you about the Moms Make Money Collective community, where we host free networking events every single month. If you are interested in learning more about how you can connect with other moms in business and build out your referral network, then go to momsmakemoneycollective.com/networking today and sign up for the free community. I hope to see you inside. All right, let's jump into the episode. I've been a mom of two for about 4 months now, and I finally feel like I'm starting to get the hang of things and having two kids. So in today's episode, I wanted to share a more personal update on how I'm adjusting to being a mom of two. I really just want to give you the down low on the good, the hard, and everything in between. So let's jump into the episode.
Welcome to the Moms Make Money podcast. I'm your host, Jenny. I'm the owner of Moms Make Money Collective, a podcast and visibility strategist and mom of two. Many moms feel like we need to sacrifice our careers for our children, but I wholeheartedly believe that we can have a thriving business and family at the same time. In this podcast, we're going to be diving into the ins and outs of running a business as a mom and getting real and raw about all things parenting. So buckle up because we're about to go all in.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Moms Make Money. I'm super excited to have you here. If you are brand new to the show, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you love this episode and decide to stick around for more. If you have been listening for a while, thanks so much for coming back. I love hearing that people are listening to every single episode. So it's been great to see all the new faces and people who continue coming back for more each and every week. So thanks for joining us. So I wanted to start out by saying that I am so thankful that I did not experience as much postpartum anxiety this go around like I did with my son back in 2020. I think since this baby was my second, I felt much more relaxed because it wasn't my first rodeo. So to me, really the hardest part wasn't having a new baby because I've been there, done that, and this baby has been a much better sleeper and eater than my first. Well, until the dreaded 4 month sleep regression, which I will talk about a little bit later, but I'm not going to lie. Adjusting to two kids was definitely a bit challenging at first. So my son is 3.5 years old. He is turning 4 in June. And while he can be really independent at times, he's still pretty needy as well and doesn't always understand that mommy can't drop everything to cater to his needs like she used to before his sister was born. Because keep in mind, he had about 3.5 years of life before she was born. So 3.5 years of all the focus being on him. So I'm not going to lie, I was really terrified when my husband returned back to work at 2 weeks after my daughter was born. My son is in full-time preschool, but I was really nervous about picking him up from school in the afternoons and generally just like that chunk of time between picking him up from school and my husband getting home from work because I knew that it was going to be hard to handle both kids myself. And I know in the grand scheme of things, an hour or so with both kids by myself really isn't that long. I know people do a lot more than that on a daily basis, but man, that time from like 5 to like 6:15, 6:30-ish is always really chaotic between trying to make dinner, getting my dogs fed, making sure my baby is not hungry and screaming. She likes to be held a lot, so that can be really challenging. And that period of time, even though it's short, like an hour, 15 minutes max, usually hour 30 max, it feels a lot harder than it should. And I do have help 3 days a week, typically with Emery, so I can have focused work time. But typically, I work around 20 hours a week or less in any given week. So I definitely have learned to be more strategic with my time. I did have, you know, when my son wasn't in daycare until he was one, I had the similar thing, except I had help 2 days a week instead of three. So I'm kind of like, I kind of forgot what that was like because when he went to full-time school, then I had help 5 days a week and could really do whatever I wanted. I still didn't have like a full like 40-hour work week, but it was more than 20 hours. So yeah, so it's been interesting readjusting to, you know, having to be really strategic with my time. So currently Emery is going through that 4 month sleep regression, which is super lovely, which means that I am waking up at least 2 to 3 times per night and dealing with like less than 30 minute naps. So I've been on the struggle bus a bit these past 2 weeks, Like I mentioned earlier, she was previously a much better sleeper than my son, so this regression feels much harder than his did for some reason. Maybe also because I am now 32 instead of 29. I think those couple years makes a huge difference, even though it doesn't seem like it in like the grand scheme of things. I think it makes a big difference. So now I just kind of wanted to jump into some of the like the highs and lows with you for the last 4 months. We'll start with the highs and then we'll go into the lows. So highs. My first high is that I got to see my son be so sweet and loving with his baby sister. He loves to give her hugs and kisses. He loves to help out with her. It's just super cute. And it kind of makes my heart just like burst because it's just so freaking adorable. And you never know what to expect. So I love that he loves her so much. And he never was mad at her. He was always like at the beginning when he was mad at someone, it was me, which we'll go into when I talk about the lows in a bit. Another high, although a little trivial and silly, I love that I finally have a girl that I can dress in super cute clothes. My, you know, as if you have boys, you know, their clothes are not the best. Very trucks, sharks, dinosaurs focused, not as much, you know, cute things as girls have. So I love being able to dress her in super cute clothes and bows and all kinds of stuff. That's just been so fun. And like I said, trivial, but definitely a high for me. Another one is seeing my husband bond with our daughter and become an even better dad to our son. That has been so much fun to see. And, you know, I just love seeing their bond. It's just so cute. And then my final high is that I feel way more confident in my parenting abilities since I've done this before. I'm not going to claim that I am a parent expert. I am not 150%. I'm not a parenting expert. I'm still learning. My son is only almost 4, so there's still a lot to learn. However, the baby phase feels easier because I've been there, done that, right? So that's definitely, you know, the confidence thing is huge because I obviously wasn't that confident with my first. So having that confidence has been freaking amazing. Now let's jump into the lows. So first low is that my son was so mad at me for about a month, maybe a month and a half after having my daughter. He kind of didn't really want much to do with me, which was really, really sad. It just made me sad because he was just like, no, mom. He really wanted to be around my husband all the time. And yeah, that made things hard because obviously I wanted to hang out with him. I wanted to be with him, but he was just so angry at me for having this baby. He never took it out on our daughter, thank God, but he was just really pissed at me. And that was really hard for me to deal with because he was my little buddy before. Like he would tell dad no and be all about mom. So that was a huge shift for me and that was challenging, but now we're essentially back to normal. He is, you know, back to his normal self. He still really loves his dad, but he is also really, really all about him too. So that's been really nice to have him back in that sense because I was like, oh no, are we ever going to get back to this? Yes, we did. So if you are about to have a second child and you go through this, it's okay. They will love you the same again. Just give them some time to adjust. It's a big, huge life change for them. So give them time to adjust. My second low is dealing with jealousy still when I need to hold my daughter to feed her and my son wants me to have my full attention on him. Each week, this seems to get better. Like I said, she's now 4 months old. So every single week that passes, he seems to get better and better and more, you know, okay with this. But it still can be hard when I'm the only one home and my son wants to sit in my lap and I'm trying to feed my daughter. And that just makes things really, really challenging. But like I said, it's getting a lot better every single week. He's getting more and more used to it. So that was a challenge for me, but I don't think it's going to be that much of a challenge going forward as he continues to get older and get more used to her being here. Another low is just like feeling like my work at home practically doubled, but my time did not. So obviously when you have more than one kid, that means you have more laundry. You have more dishes. I mean, with a baby, you don't really have tons of dishes, but you have bottles if you're not breastfeeding, which I'm not. So more bottles, just more things to clean. She doesn't really make a lot of mess, but obviously the laundry, the bottles, that all adds up. So my work at home just feels like it just got worse and more intense. And my time obviously did not double. So that's definitely not great. So yeah, that has been something I've definitely struggled with over the past couple of months. And then, you know, just finding childcare was difficult at first. You know, it's hard to trust people. And I had never hired help aside from my mom in the past. So definitely was challenging at first. But obviously, it's really important to have focused work time each week. You know, I don't want to work on the weekends, so I'd rather be able to get everything done during the week because my daughter isn't, you know, taking that great of naps. Even if I wanted to work on the weekends, it'd be really hard because I don't really have that consistency. My son naps, you know, an hour, hour and a half on the weekends, and my daughter is taking, you know, 3 to 4 20 to 30 minute naps, which is not a ton in the grand scheme of things. And they hardly ever align with when my son is asleep. So, you know, when he's awake, I want to spend that time with him. So, yeah. So obviously having time during the work week to work on stuff is really crucial for me. And that might change later as, you know, as they get older and stuff. But right now during the work week is when I want to spend most of my time actually working. So that has been a challenge, but, you know, it is what it is. It's just a season. And then my final low that I have here is that the 4 month sleep regression hit me really, really hard. And I think it's because I got so used to my daughter actually sleeping pretty well. Like she's always been a decent-ish sleeper. She was never as bad as my son. And yeah, so having her revert back to waking up as much, if not more, than when she was a newborn, that's been really hard to deal with. And now like I said earlier, I'm 32 years old instead of 29. And I feel like that couple years makes a humongous difference. So dealing with that has been a lot harder. And then plus, like, I can't just like randomly take naps throughout the day. Like I could before because, you know, I have another kid to attend to. It's not just me and one baby. So I am about 2 weeks into this sleep regression. I'm hoping it goes away pretty soon. It seems to be improving, but I don't want to jinx myself by saying we are on the other side, because if I do that, then it's going to last a million more years. So those are my kind of highs and lows. I really hope you enjoyed this more personal update from me. I would love to hear from you. What have your highs and lows been for the past few months? Let me know over on Instagram. My handle is at jenny.sunnison. So that's jenny.sunnison. And I will see you next week in that next episode where I'll be sharing about how I'd grow my business without social media, because yeah, social media is something that a lot of people rely on to get leads and customers. But at this point in time, I don't really think we really need it. So be sure to tune in next week for the episode. I'm really excited to share that with you, and I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I'd love it if you would head on over to our free Facebook group called Moms Make Money Collective to connect with us further. If you're more of an Instagram fan, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Moms Make Money Collective. If you're loving the show, make sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback means the absolute world to us. We'll see you in the next episode.